From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Stocks fell sharply worldwide today because of intensifying investor concerns about the debt countries have taken on to stimulate their economies. More from NPR's John Itzty.
Investors sold off stocks in virtually every major world market, sparked by worries about high debt levels, specifically in a number of European countries, from Greece to the UK. Despite record U.S. deficits, the dollar rose as investors rushed to the perceived safety of U.S. government securities. But on Wall Street, stocks tumbled downward. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 268 points, a drop of 2.6%, and closed just above the 10,000 level. The S&P 500 was down just over 3%. The NASDAQ was also down 3%. Rising initial claims for unemployment also troubled investors and fueled concern that Friday's January employment numbers could signal a slowdown in the U.S. recovery. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Haitian authorities now say they have charged the 10 Americans detained for allegedly trying to take 33 children out of the country with child kidnapping. The members of the Idaho-based church group were also charged with criminal association and later sent to a jail in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. Haitian lawyer representing the Americans says a judge found sufficient evidence to charge them in the case. The leader of the missionary group has claimed they were trying to take orphans and abandoned children to an orphanage in the neighboring Dominican Republic. However, officials say many of the children appear to still have parents. President Obama attended the National Prayer Breakfast amid controversy surrounding the organizers of the event. He and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton used the opportunity to condemn an anti-homosexuality bill in Uganda. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Mr. Obama told the hundreds of religious, political, and diplomatic leaders that he hopes a spirit of civility can return to Washington. And indeed, even the half-century-old prayer breakfast is mired in accusations. Critics say that the president should have boycotted the event, in part because it's organized by a conservative Christian group called The Family, or The Foundation. They say the group has connections to a Ugandan politician who introduced a bill that would execute people for homosexual acts. The president took the issue head on.
We may disagree about gay marriage, but surely we can agree that it is unconscionable to target gays and lesbians for who they are.
Whether in the United States or in Uganda, which has introduced what Mr. Obama called odious laws. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
It's official. Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown is now a U.S. Senator, and the Democrats' filibuster-proof majority is a thing of the past. Brown was sworn in today by Vice President Joe Biden at a Capitol Hill ceremony to fill the seat formerly held by the late Senator Edward Kennedy. Brown's election ends the Democrats' Senate supermajority and gives the GOP the votes needed to block Obama administration mandates. This is NPR. The New York Attorney General's office has filed civil charges against Giant Bank of America and its former CEO Ken Lewis, contending the bank misled investors about Merrill Lynch before it acquired the firm. Charges were also being filed against the individual who was the bank's chief financial officer at the time. The news of the latest civil charges from Attorney General Andrew Cuomo's office comes as the Charlotte-based bank has reached a settlement to resolve separate federal charges brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Bank of America has been accused of failing to disclose large losses at Merrill, as well as bonuses paid to employees before the deal closed. The group Hamas has denied allegations that it committed war crimes during last year's fighting with Israel in Gaza. Israel has already denied similar allegations. From Jerusalem, Linda Gradstein reports.
Hamas handed its 52-page response to a UN official in Gaza. Hamas said that the killing of three Israeli civilians during the war was an accident and that military installations had been targeted. The New York-based Human Rights Watch, which has also sharply criticized Israel's conduct during the fighting, said that Hamas's claims that its rocket attacks against Israel are not war crimes is factually and legally wrong. Up to 1,400 Palestinians, including hundreds of civilians, and 13 Israelis were killed during the Israeli offensive in Gaza. The UN report has demanded that both Israel and Hamas establish independent commissions of inquiry. Earlier this week, Israel said the army has investigated more than 150 incidents and that two senior army officers were reprimanded for firing artillery shells at populated areas in Gaza. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Crude oil prices fell $4.31 a barrel today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.